Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it looks like a new wrinkle in the never-ending saga of the vacancy for the Lackawanna County Commissioners.
But I thought there was a special election to end it all.
Yeah, well, there is, but everything seems to be in like a kind of a murky, what the heck is next kind of atmosphere.
That's what we do, right?
Former Lackawanna County official Brenda Sacco is going to take the oath of office today as former Commissioner Matt McGloin's replacement in Lackawanna County. The swearing-in set for 10 o'clock this morning. I'm confused because, from what I understand, she works for the state. She is an administrative officer for the State Workers Insurance Fund. There were questions, why would you leave that job to take this one if you're only going to be there for a few weeks with a special election coming up? I mean, even Chris Patrick of the Democrat Party Executive Committee did not expect this when the ruling came down from the Supreme Court. The ruling from the Supreme Court that came down just the other day basically said home rule charter where the executive committee can put the people forward to the judges. They already did that. Sacco was chosen, but they fought this thing. They being Bill Gaughan, commissioner, and the county, although not with county funds, which is a whole other thing. So they fought this thing up to the Supreme Court. In the meantime, we have Bill Gaughan, along with the temporary person on the board for the commissioners, which was a judge, decide there will be a special election to fill the seat. We've already got ads running, you know.
That's not till November 4th.
That's November 4th. So this decision comes down. So look, I don't think there's any problem with her filling in until then. But now what happens next is kind of up in the air.
What could happen, right?
Could we see that she gets in there and meanwhile, after the election, she and the party then sue to say she should have been in there, and that's what the Supreme Court said, and the special election should have never happened. Can she get in there now? I mean, these are just questions I have. A, can she get in there now? I don't know. Could you vote now to stop it if you have Chris Shermack with you? And I don't know if he'd want to. Could you vote now to halt the reassessment? That is coming next year, because we know that that's something that Chris Shermack would like to do, and it's something that the Democrat running, Tom Welby, has promised to do if he's elected. Like, I mean, so what's next seems to be up in the air, because it looks like the executive committee, the Democratic Party, did not appeal. There was a ruling that happened because they had fought this special election. And they lost round one, you know, in the first, but they've never appealed it again. They didn't appeal this thing going forward about the special election. Can they try to bring it up now? I'm not a lawyer, folks. I think these are all good questions. So why would she leave her job? And has she left her job for the state? Would you leave a job to just be there for a couple of weeks? Or is she allowed to do both? I'm so confused. I have questions.
Just when I think, because I know politics in northeastern Pennsylvania is a little crazy at times, all right? Just when I think, you know what? I'm thinking like people who are in politics. I hear you say all this and I go, oh my God, it's all horrible. Right. And it all makes sense. Like it's just, this is, I could totally hear and see these things happening.
Right.
Because why not?
Right.
Why not? It seems like, do you sense there's a huge buyer's remorse on this reassessment decision?
No.
I feel like, well, Tom Welby. And Sacco.
Well, I don't think it's buyer's remorse. I think it's just, you know, they think it's a lot for people to take in. And it's not that they want to get rid of it, but they want to halt it. Here's the thing. And I'm looking at WVIA's story. The Democratic Party in the county went to court to block this special election. The bid for an emergency injunction at that time failed. The party's lawyer confirmed yesterday, according to WVIA, its suit challenging the special election remains pending. So they are citing that suit when asked if Sacco plans to step down once the special election winner is certified. He could not say if Sacco would step down from her state job also to become commissioner. This is her attorney is who's saying this. It's kind of up in the air. There's a ton of other uncertainty. She is not a candidate in the special election. So what will happen?
Which
next?
Some people thought was odd, right? And that she wasn't a candidate.
Right. Well, and at the time they said she didn't want to step down because she, you know, why would you step down to run and possibly lose your job? But now are you stepping down from a state job just to be there for a couple of weeks? It's all very confusing. If you're confused, you're not alone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.